Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin tes, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf ayin ches amid beis. So the Mishnah on the bottom of daf ayin ches amid aleph began a new topic, still talking about ritzicha. Again, why are we talking about ritzicha? Because we're discussing the Elohein HaNerogen, the ones that were chayev misas bezdin, hereg, or sayev. And who was chayev? Sayef, or Ritzeach, or the Anshir Anidachas. So the Gemara over here digresses a little bit and gets into the laws of Ritzeach, specifically when a Ritzeach is Chayef, when a Ritzeach is Potter. So the Mishnah brought a very important machloikis, Rav Nechenya and the Chachamim. It's an important machloikis in Halacha, but it's also an important machloikis in terms of how to understand two psukim in the Torah. So the psukim are in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches and Pasuk Yud Tes. The Pasuk says, V'chi Yerivo Nanoshim, if two men were fighting, V'hika Ish Esreyeh, one man hit the other one, Be'egret, with a stone, or Be'egret, with his fist, V'lo Yomus, and this is the key, the person did not die, rather V'nafal Mishka, he ended up lying on a bed, he's in a horizontal position, he's in a hospital somewhere. Im Yokum, if this person gets up, and he's able to leave the hospital on his own strength, meaning he has a full recovery, the person that hit him won't be chayev misa. Stating that, says the Torah, he's going to have to pay like a chayev b'chaveira. We know a chayev b'chaveira is chayev chamish advar. This pasuk mentions two of them. Rak shiftei, that's sheves, v'rapa yirapa, and that's ripa. So the pasuk is talking about somebody that hit his friend. He didn't kill him. It's very clear. V'lo yomos. Not just that, he got up. The person did, and he made a full recovery. V'nika hamako. The one that hit him is not going to be chayev misa. Rather, he's going to have to pay momoin. He's going to have to pay sheves. He's going to have to pay ripoy. And the tanoim were bothered with a very obvious question. To the extent that this person did not hit his friend when he hit him, the pasuk says v'lo yomos. Im yokum v'salich b'chutz al meshantoy. Then why does the pasuk have to say v'nika hamako? Why is that necessary? V'nika hamako is not going to be chayv misas bezdin. And the lashon haGemara was v'chisal al daitcha shezem mahalich pashuk v'zenerek. Was there a havamina that if I hit you and you don't die, that I would be chayiv misas bezdin? That the Torah has to say v'nika hamaka? Says Rav Nechemya, it must be chasturei mechzer v'hachik tani. We have to add a little bit to the story, to the narrative that the Torah is teaching us. And really what's going on over here is that this person did die. And being that this person died, there was a havamina that maybe this person should be chayiv misa. And it's for that reason the Torah had to say v'nika hamaka. I, the pasuk, says he didn't die. It says v'lo yomos. V'im yakum v'salich b'chutz al meshantoy. What happened was, originally they thought he might die. But v'lo yomos, he didn't die. He had a recovery. V'hisalich b'chutz al meshantoy. Afterwards, he ended up dying. Says the Torah, v'nika hamaka, he's going to be potter. And Rav Nechemya essentially was saying the chiddush. Because he was saying that even though at the time that the person hit his friend, he gave him a blow that was kidei lahamos. There was a chance he could have died. And eventually he did die. So l'chura, he met all the criteria to be a reitzeach. He hit him in a way where he could have killed him. And he killed him. So why shouldn't he be chayiv misas bezdin? The teretz is because in the interim period, this person made a recovery. And once he makes a recovery, at that point, we say that the one that hit him is off the hook, and that's the chiddush of the Torah of v'nika hamaka, that even though he gave him a deathly blow in the sense that it could have killed him, and eventually it did kill him, but the interim period is what changes everything. And for that reason, the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say no, that once the person makes a recovery, even if later he becomes sick again and dies, the halacha is the one that hit him, this alleged reitzeach, is not viewed as a reitzeach. And he is viewed as a reitzeach, and he's going to be chayiv. If that's the case, if he's going to be chayiv in that case, that's obviously not what the pasuk is talking about when it says v'nika hamaka. So what does the pasuk mean when it says v'nika hamaka? It means something completely different. It means that when the person hits his friend, they would lock him up to determine and wait and see whether he is going to die or whether he's not going to die. A special halacha chayiv shenoisay. And v'nika hamaka is describing, in the event that the person doesn't die, if he doesn't die, we can let the one that hit him out of jail because there's no reason to hold him anymore. Either way, a machlekes Rav Nechemya and the Chacham had to understand the pasuk. According to Rav Nechemya, in these two psukim, the person ends up dying, and despite the fact that he ends up dying, still v'nika hamaka. What's the reason? Because he made a recovery in between. According to the Chacham, the pasuk is talking about where he didn't die, and because had he died, the person would have been chayiv misa. If he didn't die, what's the chiddush of v'nika hamaka? The chiddush of v'nika hamaka is not that he's not chayiv misa. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush of v'nika hamaka is that we could let him out of jail. Either way, says the Gemara. I understand why the Torah had to write Trei Umdene, two Umdenes. What are the two Umdenes? So really, you have to lock in a little bit to fully get this Gemara. The Gemara is approaching these psukim as follows. The real point of the pasuk is to teach us that if somebody hits his friend, he doesn't kill him, he's just chayvul b'chaveroi, the halacha is he has to pay as a mazik. What kind of Dmei Hezek does he have to pay? So we know the pasuk explicitly here states two of those Chamisha Dvarim. It states Sheves and it states Ripui. The Gemara, however, feels that if that's all the Torah wanted to tell us, then the Torah could have omitted a lot of the words in the pasuk. The pasuk could have said, V'chiyirivon anashim, V'hiko ishes reyeyu be'evenoi be'egroiv, V'nofal emishkov, shifto yitem v'rapa yirapa. What could the Torah have omitted? The lo yamos doesn't have to say that he didn't die. Just say the nafal mishkov. He was mazikin, and I'll know that he didn't die. Additionally, the pasuk doesn't have to say im yakum v'salik b'chutz al mishantoy v'nika mak. Could have just said rak shifta yitain v'rapa yirapa. So again, why do we need all these words? So we already spoke out that there's one drasha that we learned from here. What's the one drasha? The one drasha is according to Rav Nechemiah, it's coming to teach me a halacha that if he dealt him a blow that was kedei lahamus, and then he got better and eventually died, still he's going to be potter. According to the Chachamim, the words v'nika maka taught us that when somebody hits somebody and there's a possibility that that other person is going to die as a result of this blow that he dealt him, so chayv shenay, so we have to lock him up. But that would only explain, says the Gemara, why the Torah has to reference one of the two extra things in this pasuk. Either v'lo yamos, or im yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishantoy v'nika hamaka. And being that really the drasha that the Gemara learned was from im yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishantoy v'nika hamaka, so maybe that it had to say, to teach me either Rav Nechemiah's halacha or the Chachamim's halacha, marka d'islay or marka d'islay, but v'lo yamos is still going to be extra. There's still two or one extra reference in this pasuk. So what do we need these two references for? So that's the Gemara. I understand. Because there's two chedushim that the pasuk is coming to teach me in addition to the pashut pshat in the pasuk, which is certainly coming to teach me the halacha that if someone's chayv b'chaveroi, he's chayv sheves and he's chayv ripo. What are these two extra halachas? One will come to teach me that if somebody hit his friend, kedei lahamos, and the person didn't die, that what? So Rashi says that you're not chayv misa. As if there was a havamin of that, if somebody hits somebody, kedei lahamos, and the person ends up living, maybe we should kill the person anyways. We should view him as a retzeach. Being that he hit him, kedei lahamos, maybe it's chayiv misa. Tell you, there's no such thing. How could it be such a havamina? There's a havamina that if you hit somebody, kedei lahamos, and the person doesn't end up dying, you should be chayiv misa. So Tais says, you know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is that I would have thought, if you hit somebody, kedei lahamos, and the person lives, not there's a havamina you should kill him, but there's a havamina maybe you shouldn't be chayiv as a chayiv b'chaveira. Because we know that Allah of kamle b'derabamina. So if you kill somebody, you don't have to pay mamin. So kedai techamina, that if you hit him in a way where it was kedai lahamos, that is in and of itself enough, alumdus and kamle b'derabamina, that maybe you shouldn't be chayiv mamin. But the bottom line is that's one chiddush. So the first chiddush over here is going to be that even though he hits him kedai lahamos, if he ends up living, he's going to have to pay mamin. The chad, and the other one is Amdu lemisa v'hakel mimashahaya, which is Rav Nechemiah's halacha, to tell me that there too, the halacha is you're going to be potter. Elo l'rabbanon, but going to rabbanon. Trei umdeni lamali. What do you need? Two umdenos. And the way Rashi explains the kasha, what it could have said was v'chiriven anasha v'hika ishes reyu be'evenoi be'egroiv v'lo yamos. And just say the words v'nika amaka right there. I mean, it has to say v'nika amaka. I get that, but let it say v'nika amaka next to v'lo yamos. You get the words v'nika amaka in. So v'nika amaka, we know that as soon as we find out that this person's not going to die, we can let him out of jail. So you see, chayv shenoysay, but am yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishantay, that's still going to be a little bit extra. Zok to Gemara, no, it's not true. The Rabbanon also feel that you need two chadam du l'misa v'chayv. One is, like the first one according to Rav Nechemiah, to teach me that same chiddush, that if somebody hits somebody else, he hits him kidei lahamos, and the person ends up living, he's chayiv mamin, like Tosfos says. I would have thought maybe there's some svar of kimle b'derabim in a kamash one that you're going to be chayiv mamin. V'chad amdu l'chayim v'meis. The second chiddush is that if somebody hits somebody and the thought was that he was going to live and then his situation turned for the worse and he ended up dying, I would have thought maybe it should be Chayiv Misa. That's the second reference in this pasuk, the second Kroy Yisera, let's call it, to tell me that the halach is you're not going to be Chayiv. Rav Nechemya. So Rav Nechemya, who already used Veloyomus, and he used them Yachon V'Salach B'chus HaMashantoy, how does he know this last thing that the Rabbanan said? How does he know that Amdu L'Chayim V'Meis, the halach is that we don't kill him? Amdu L'Chayim V'Meis, Leit Sarach Krosh, or Yatzim Bezdin Zakim. Rav Nechemya, it's Pashit. If you hit somebody, and Bezdin at that time determines that we don't think that this has the ability to kill, and then later this person ends up dying, it's Pashit that we're not going to view him as a Ritzach. Because once Bezdin says that we don't think that this blow had an ability to kill you, you're viewed as a Yatzimi Bezdin Zakai. And Rashi says that that Lushin, Yatzimi Bezdin Zakai, is actually borrowed from earlier in the Masechta, with the Gemara had a concept where Bezdin Paskin that somebody is Zakai, and afterwards they want to retry him. So the halacha is you can't retry him. And it's actually learned out from a Pasik, Vitzadik Alterak. So the bottom line is that that's already an idea that we know, says Rav Nechemya. For that, I don't need a Pasik. Zakti Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, a little bit more on this topic. A little bit. If somebody hits his friend and Bezdin determined at that time that this blow has the ability to kill, and the person ended up living, the halach is he's potter. What does patronoisa mean? He's potter from Misa, but at the same time he's going to be chayev for chavala. And as we saw in the previous Gemara, that even though at first glance it would seem intuitive, but it's really not intuitive. We needed a Kroy Yisera in these two psukim over here in Parashas Mishpatim to teach me this halach. Amdu l'misa, what if Bezdin thought at the time that this person was going to die? So Reuven hit Shimon, Bezdin thinks Shimon's going to die. V'hakel imashahaya, and then he had a refuah. So the halach is, I'm the noisa, I'm the cheni l'mam. And now it looks like he's going to live. If he's going to live, we're not going to kill Reuven, but Reuven's going to be treated as a chayvul b'chaveri. That's what we just said. So chayvul b'chaveri is going to be. So now we have to do another assessment. We have to assess how much dmei chavala he has to pay. So originally, when he hit him, Bezdin assessed, do we think he's going to die or not? They said, yeah, we think he's going to die. So if they thought he was going to die, they didn't waste their time assessing what the damage is going to be, because they think he's dying anyways. This person is going to be tried as a reteach. He's not going to be tried as a mazik. But now that this person had a refuah, so in their mind now, they're not going to kill him. So now we have to do another assessment. We bring in a whole other crew, and these people are going to assess what the value of the damage was to see how much mechavola he's going to have to pay. So the price continues. So far, straightforward. Vim la'achar kein hichbid. What if his situation turned bad again? Umes, and now he died. So what's the halacha? Machlokes from the Chemya and the Chachamim, right? That's our Mishnah. So according from the Chemya, he's going to be potter. According to the Chachamim, he's going to be chayav. So the Braisa says the same exact thing, just in different words. Halach achar oimed am tzoy divi Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya says, which oimed, which of the two assessments is the one that's going to prevail right now? Which is the one that Bezdin's going to work with? It's the second one. What does he mean? The first oimid was that he's going to die. But we dismissed that because we're not killing this person. Once he has a refuah, according to Rav Nechemya, Venika Maka, we're not going to kill him. What are we going to then go after him for? We're going to prosecute him for the Dmei Chavala. That's the oimid sheni. Rav Nechemya says, we look at the oimid sheni. Again, what was the oimid rishon? Misa. What was the oimid sheni? How much money he has to pay. According to Rav Nechemya, if somebody was dealt a blow that was kedei lahamus, he had a refuah, and then he went bad again and eventually died, so what's the halacha? According to Rav Nechemya, he's potter. Means, we can't prosecute him for Misa, we could prosecute him for Mammon, which is the oimid sheni. That's just a roundabout way of saying that we don't look at the second oimid. Throws you off a little when you're learning the Gemara. That's why we learn Rashi. So it throws, the point is we don't look at the second Oymid, because the second Oymid was Mammon. Which Oymid do we look at? The first Oymid, which is Misa. Because this is the Shittas HaChachamim in the Mishnah. Shittas HaChachamim in the Mishnah is, if somebody hits somebody, Kedei Lahamos, then he has refuah, and he gets sick again, and he dies, so he's Chayiv Misa. So we're not going to try him for the Mammon. Ein Oymid Achar Oymid. We don't look at the second Oymid. What we're going to look at is the Oymid Rishay. Tanya Idach, another bride said that essentially says the same thing. Amdu l'misa. If Reuven hit Shimon and Bezdin assessed that he's going to die, so the halacha is Oymdin Oysoy L'chayim. If later this person has a refuah, we do another Oymid. Meaning we assess now the value of the Chavala. Because if the person ends up living, we're not going to kill Reuven. So if we're not going to kill Reuven, at the very least, we're going to have to make Reuven pay. We said that's learned out from a pasuk. So we're going to make Reuven pay, despite the fact that the initial blow was kedei lahamos. Still, if Shimon didn't die, Reuven's going to be paid as a mazik. So oim denoisei l'chaim. Again, that's another way of saying of oim denoisei l'mamin. Oim et sheni. L'chaim, if originally Bezdin assessed that he was going to live, and now the situation got bad again, and he died in the Noisa L'misa. We don't do another assessment L'misa, because once the original Oymed was L'chaim, at that point there's no way we're going to kill him. According to the Chachamim, that was also learned out from the Parsha, right? That was the second Kroy Yisera, this Halacha. When Nechemya said it was so poshet, like Tzarech Krosh, Ari Yotzemi Bezdin Zaka. Amdu L'misa, what if they were Oymed in L'misa? V'heikam imasha hoyo, and he had a refuah. So we just said, now you have to be Oymed Chayin L'mam. And if he dies again, so what's the halacha? Again, machlok is from the Chemi and the Chachamim. According to the Chemi, we're not going to kill him, which means he's going to be Chayiv Mamin. According to the Chachamim, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, so he's not going to be Chayiv Mamin. What does the Braisa say? Meshalim, he has to pay Nezek Vitzar L'Yarshin. Me'imasai Meshalim, from what point do we assess the Nezek? What's the Shiloh? The Shaila is, do we look at what he was worth before Reuven hit him versus now? Or maybe we look at what his value was at the time of the assessment. Because, you know, a lot of time could have elapsed. Initially, when he was hit, they were Oymed him L'misa, they were never Oymed him L'nezek. So let's say the initial blow was dealt on October 1st. And now, at that point, they thought he was going to die. He ended up in a hospital for 3 months. And now, 3 months later, they're going to assess him again. L'mamen. So do you assess him based on what he was worth October 1st, before he was hit? Or maybe you assess him based on what he's worth now, says the Braisa, quite intuitively, that the assessment has to be from what he was worth before. But either way, what does the Braisa say in such a case? Where somebody originally was hit, Kidei Lahamis, they were Oymed him L'misa, then he got better, and they were Oymed him L'mamet, and then he died. It says you pay. It's not a Krim Nechemya, that's a Krim Nechemya, who says in the Mishnah, V'nika Maka teaches me that once you get better, in between your potter, if you're potter, you chayiv mamin. You chayiv mamin, that's this Braisa over here, Stam Braisa, Krim Nechemya. Either way, so just one light ha'ara to take out of this Gemara, and that is, you have this idea, so Bezdin would assess. Bezdin would have to determine, they would look at this person, do we think that this Evan or Egrev had the ability to kill Shimon, or did it not have the ability to kill Shimon? And it makes a very big deal. All the different variables and permutations that we had in this Gemara, all is predicated on this assessment. So who made the assessment? So we keep on saying Bezdin, based on what Rashi says. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Vamdu Lemisa Bezdin. So it sounds like Bezdin is the one that made the assessment. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's really a little bit of a chiddush. Because Solka Daita Chamina, you could have easily argued that Bezdin didn't have to make the assessment themselves, but rather Bezdin outsourced it to doctors, their in-house physicians. They would bring them in and let them be the ones to make the assessment. Why did Bezdin themselves really? You needed some medical knowledge in order to be able to make this assessment and determine whether this person's going to live or this person's going to die. It sounds like Bezdin themselves are the ones that are making the assessment. So, it's a little bit of a aura about Zeshtet and Rashi. I'll tell you something interesting. The Rambam, in the beginning of the second parak in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Rambam goes through the criteria, the resume that a dayan had to have before he applied to be on a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Gedoylo, or even a Sanhedrin Ketano. Even the Sanhedrin Shalchav Gibbel. Zok the Rambam, Ein Ma'amidim Sanhedrin, Bein Begdoylo, Bein Bektano Elo, Anoshim, Chachomim Unavoinim. So number one, he had to be a Chacham and a Navoin. He had to be a wise man. Mufloim B'Chachma Satayra. He had to be a Talmud Chacham Nifla. Balei Deya Meruba. Really smart. But he also had to be a little worldly. So he had to know a little bit. Ktsas mishar chachmais. Kigoyin, refuois. He had to know medicine. The cheshben. He had to know math. Back of the envelope arithmetic. Tkufais umazolois. It's stagninos. So he had to know astronomy, astrology. Vidarke hamo'inanim. He also had to know a little bit of Kishuv. We learned the Gemara's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua. They all knew Kishuv. And he had to know the Shtusim of Avodah Zarah. So this is the Rambam, the Lishoyne Yazov, Lishitasa, who believed that all of Avodah Zarah was Hevel. Why? Because sometimes they're going to get a court case where it's going to be important for them to be able to look at the case and understand some of the nuances of it and some of the worldly aspects of it. So the Sanhedrin had to be muflah in b'chachmas ha-Torah, because 99.9% of what they had to know was Torah, but at the same time, ktsas mishar chachmas were also necessary. And the Rambam gives examples. Refuois, cheshbin, tkufois, mazolois, itztagninus, darkei ha-moinim, v'akos v'amechashvin, v'havli avoy dezar. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, kosev ha-ramach, teimah. Mat soirich ledayonim sheyedu refuos v'cheshboinos v'chochmas amazolis. Ad kam l'shaynei. So he brings that the Ramach was matmiya. He says he understands all the other things that the Rambam mentions, but there's three he doesn't understand. Refuos, cheshboinos, v'chochmas. Why would the dayonim have to be knowledgeable in medicine? Why would they have to be amateur doctors? Why is that necessary? Why do they have to know math? And why do they have to know astrology? So I saw in the Shalom Mitzvah of Malachi, he tells with this Rashi right here. I'll tell you why he had to know medicine. Because Rashi said that who made this assessment? Amdul Lemisa was Bezdin. Oh, Bezdin was the one that was going to make this assessment. In order to make this assessment, it wasn't enough to know Sugi Zashas. You also had to understand medicine. Very poshid. Why the Rama would say that at the very least he had to understand Ktsas Michochmes Arafois. Either way, may inyan le inyan ba'oisoy inyan. Zok de Gemara, Neschadim Haragis Abeheima. If somebody wanted to kill, but he intended on killing an animal. Now, if somebody kills an animal, he's a mazik. But he's not a ritzeah. He's obviously not chay misa for killing an animal. So neschadim haragis habehema. If somebody kills a behema, v'hara gesadam. Quite chomer today in the United States. But if somebody had in mind to kill a behema and instead he ended up killing a person, lo'ovid keichavim. He had a mind to kill an eni yehudi, v'hara ges yisrael, and he killed a yid. L'defalim. He had a mind to kill a nefel, v'hara ges ben kayam. He ended up killing someone that wasn't a nefel. Halach is potter. He's potter. Hatzada sheva shalahen. In all three of these cases, this person intended on killing. The person or thing that he intended on killing was something for which he would not have been chayiv misa. He ended up killing someone for which he would be chayiv misa. Kamash malon the Mishnah, potter, you're not treated as a retzech. Meaning you would have thought that being that you had intent to kill, so maybe we look at you as someone that killed the kavana, we look at you as a mezid, and maybe the halacha should be, you should be chayiv misa, kamash malon the Mishnah says, you're going to be potter. Now it's a very obvious deik in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to focus on. What's the deik in the Mishnah? It sounds like from the Mishnah, what if Reuven, let's give him a name, wanted to kill, he wanted to kill one person, a person for whom he would have been chayiv misa had he killed, and he ended up killing somebody else. It sounds like he would have been chayiv. The only reason he's part in the Mishnah is because he wanted to kill a behema, or an oivet kechavim, or a nefel, someone for whom, had he actually killed him, he would have been part. But let's say he wanted to kill someone that had he wanted to kill, he would have been chayiv. It sounds like, even if he ends up getting the wrong guy, he would be chayiv. So we'll see, that's the entire daf. So the Mishnah vayter, nischabim ha'koyisei ha'moysnov. What if somebody wanted to hit somebody else, al masnav, on his loins, literally. And he hit him in a way that it wasn't such a starker blow, so that he couldn't have killed him. Meaning, al piderech hateva, this person had no business dying based on what he intended on doing. The problem is, shaloi bekavana, the whole chalali, but he ended up hitting him in his chest. And because the chest is more fragile, so he ended up killing him. The halach is potter, he's going to be potter. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though he intended on hitting this very person that he ended up hitting, so kedai techamino, you hit the person, you hit him bekavano, maybe you should be tried as a ritzech. Kamash wein, never had in mind to kill it. The blow that you dealt was a blow kedai lahamis, but had it gone where you intended it ongoing, it wouldn't have been kedai lahamis, because you wanted to hit him on masnav, and you ended up hitting him on liboy. Nischabim, how can I say liboy? What if you had a mind to hit him on liboy? V'hoyibay kedai lahamis, and had it gone on liboy, you would have killed him. V'hochal al masnav, and ended up going on masnav. V'avuloy hoyibay kedai lahamis. But this blow is really not kedai lahamis on masnav. But you know what happened? Umeis. And shaloy kederach hateva, this person ended up dying. The halach is still, you're going to be potter. What's the chiddush over here? A much bigger chiddush. Even though over here you had in mind to kill the person, and the blow that you dealt was a blow kedei lahamis, so that had it gone where you intended on going, you would have killed it. But being that it didn't go where you intended it on going, it ended up going somewhere else. And where it went, it really wasn't a blow kedei lahamis. So the person died shaloi kederach hateva. So it's as if you dealt a blow shaloi kedei lahamis. And if the blow itself was shaloi kederach lahamis, then you're not going to be chay. Another halach. Neskavin ha'kedus ha'godol v'loi ha'yibol kedei lahamis ha'sagodol. Somebody had a mind to kill somebody big. And obviously, you need to hit a bigger person harder than a smaller person. So he hit him, and it wasn't kedei lahamis agadol. But accidentally, he ended up hitting a smaller person. And the katan ended up dying. Potter. Talach, is he going to be potter? Why? Because you never intended to kill. You wanted to hit a gadol, not hit a katan. What's that analogous to? To the case where it was nischavim la koisei al masnav, and it wasn't kidei lahamus on masla, but ended up going on li'doi, and for li'doi it was kidei lahamus, but being that you intended not to kill the person because you want to hit him on masla, you're pater. So it's for that reason you're going to be pater over here. Nischav l'hakas es hakatan. What if it was in the reverse? You had a mind to hit a katan, but hayyabak kidei lahamus es hakatan. V'holchala al agadol, but v'loi hayyabak kidei lahamus es hakatan. Umeis, and the person ends up dying, or pater, you're going to be pater as well. Why are you going to be pater here? Because the blow was a blow that was technically shaloi kidei lahamus, so even though it ended up killing, and even though you had in mind to kill, it doesn't matter. Lemaisa, the actual hakah that killed, the way it killed was shaloi kidei lahamus, and it's for that reason you are going to be pater. What's that similar to? That's similar to the case that we had earlier in the Mishnah where it was neschavin la'koysay aliboy, v'hayaboy kidei lahamus aliboy, but it went al masnav, and it wasn't kidei lahamus al masnav, but the person died. Anyways, the halach is you're going to be pater. Avos says the Mishnah, neschavin la'koysay al masnav, another case, v'hayaboy kidei lahamus al masnav, v'hochal aliboy umeis chayiv. And this is a very straightforward case. Reuven wants to kill Shimon. He has kavana to kill Shimon, but he wanted the bullet to go through his head, and instead it went through his chest. So he's going to say, have one second, that's not what I intended on doing. I wanted to kill him in the head. I didn't want to kill him on the chest. I hear, very nice. But if a bullet goes through a person's head, he's probably going to die. And if it goes through his chest, there's a good chance he's going to die as well. So either way, it was kidei lahamus, and you got the right person, and you had kavanah to kill him. So in that case, there's no shaila in the world, says the Mishnah, you're going to be chai. What about neschavan lahakas as agadol, vahibah kidei lahamus as agadol, vahokhala lakatan umeis? What if you had a mind to kill a gadol, and it was kidei lahamus the gadol, and then it went on the katan, and it was kidei lahamus as well? The halacha is chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. And that's the diak of the first halacha that we spoke at earlier. What was the first halacha of the Mishnah? Nischavin laharikas as a behema, or nischavin laharikas as a kechavim, or nischavin laharikas as a nefel, and it ended up killing a regular person for whom you would have been chayiv misa. What was the halacha pater? So we said it's only because you intended on killing someone that had you killed, you wouldn't have been chayiv that you pater. But it sounds like had you intended on killing someone that had you killed, you would have been chayiv, even if you ended up killing somebody else. You'd be chayiv. That's exactly what this Mishnah says. Nischavin lahakis es agadol. That's the last case. V'hoyu bakidei lahamis es agadol. V'hol cholal lakatan. Meaning you intended on killing a gadol, someone for whom you would be chayiv misa for killing. It was kidei lahamis. It ended up killing a katan. Gadol katan is really irrelevant. We're just sticking with gadol katan because that's the theme of the Mishnah. But that's not the point. The point is he ended up killing somebody else. It was also kidei lahamis. So you have kavana to kill someone. Had you killed, you would have been chayiv misa. The hakah itself was kidei lahamus. Even though you end up getting the wrong guy, it doesn't matter. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Stating that, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, afilu nischavin laharegezeh, v'haregezeh, talach is potter, you're going to be potter. So the mission over here, sort of bullet point style, gave us a whole bunch of different halachas as it relates to us getting a better understanding of what level of kavana or ritzeach has to have in order for him to be chayiv misa's bezden. So in the beginning of the week, it's the beginning of the week. On Sunday, we were talking a little bit about the Gedarim of Grama. Like Grama, Ben Azak and Potter, and Grama is something that governs the laws of Shvichas Namim as well. So we had a whole bunch of different cases. What's considered Grama? What's not considered Grama? So a whole daf and change in Shas that discusses Grama. And here we have a daf in terms of understanding. Come on, it's not the same thing. Grama is, did I kill you directly or indirectly? Could be I had kavana with a l'shem yichud. I went to the mikvah, I put on my garatel. There's nothing to talk about. But if it was grama, I'm still going to be potter. Over here, this is a different discussion. Over here, the actual shvichas damim happened directly. That's not the question. It's not directly, and it has nothing to do with that. Here it was direct. Gun, bullet, boom, dead. There's nothing to talk about. There's no confusion in terms of the actual shvichas damim, the actual ritzicha. The shayla over here is in terms of understanding kavana. In terms of understanding kavana, what level of kavana do you need? So the first sugya that the Gemara is going to get into right here really ties the first halacha of the Mishnah and the last halacha of the Mishnah together. So again, what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? First halacha of the Mishnah was that if Reuven wanted to kill a behemoth, so he's hunting, right? He's in a forest somewhere, he's hunting. We speak out the truth of the Nei Yehuda about hunting, but a person was hunting, he wants to kill a behemoth, and instead of killing a deer, he killed a person. Or he wanted to kill an Ovid Kechavim, and then he found that afterwards, he was a Yid. He wanted to kill a Nathal, and he ended up killing a Ben Kayama. Says the Mishnah, Potter. Why you Potter? Even though you intended on killing, and you killed, but being that your Kavana was to kill someone, or in the case of Behemoth, something, that had you killed, you would have been Potter, the halacha is, you're going to be Potter. We said that there's an obvious Diyak. What's the Diyak? The dig is that it's mashma, that had you intended to kill someone, that had you killed, you would have been chayiv, even if you ended up killing somebody else, you're going to be chayiv. So if you intend on killing Reuven, and instead of killing Reuven, you killed Shimon, as long as Reuven is a yid, that is a bar kayoma, so the halach is that you're going to be chayiv for killing Shimon. Even though I never intended on killing Shimon, I intended on killing Reuven, it's a little bit of a chiddush, but you intended to kill, and it was kedei lahamos, and the person you intended on killing was a bar kayama, someone that had you actually killed, you would have been chayim misa, the lachas you would be chayim. So that's the diuk that is very clearly implied from the reish of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah said a furish at the very end. The Mishnah said very, very clearly that nischad lahakis as hagadol, v'hoyo bo kedei lahamos as hagadol, v'holcha lakotan, umei ischayim. So it's clear from the diuk in the reisha, and it's quite mefurish in the Seifa, this halacha, that nischad and laharigas ruve, baharigas shimin, you're going to be chayv. Again, going through this, because it's the foundation of the daf. Reb Shimon said, no, afilu nischad and laharigas zeh, baharigas zeh, pot, zok tomorrow. Reb Shimon, what was Reb Shimon going back on? Ilei ma Seifa, what was Reb Shimon going back on the Seifa, on the last halacha of the Mishnah? What was the last halacha of the Mishnah? Nischad and laharigas zeh, sagodol, vahayubay kitei lahamas zeh, sagodol, vol chalakot and chayv. And on that, Reb Shimon saying, no. If you had a mind to kill one person, you killed somebody else, you're going to be potter. Then Reb Shimon poitim ibayilei. So it's a subtlety. It's a nuance that the Gemara is asking. But why do Reb Shimon have to chazer over the case? Reb Shimon oimer, afilu nischab l'harigazeh, v'harigazeh. We got it. Reb Shimon's going on the last case. The last case of the Mishnah was nischab l'harigazeh, v'harigazeh. The Tanakam of the Mishnah said chayiv. Reb Shimon wants to say potter. So we get it. So Reb Shimon should just say potter. So Reb Shimon poitim ibayilei. Why the arichus haloshen of Reb Shimon? It sounds like Reb Shimon's not going back on that case. El ha-reish. Reb Shimon's going back on the reish. Schab and harigas abehim of harigas adam. Loivik ucham and harigas yisrael. Lenefalim harigas ben kayoma. Potter. What's the diak? Kar eschab and harigas ab harigas. Echaye. The diak that we spoke out three times. So you see from the reish to the mission of the same exact halacha. On that, Reb Shimon oimer. I feel in the schab and harigas ab harigas ab potter. So Reb Shimon's commenting on the diak that's implied from the ratio. It's not mefurish, it's only implied. That's what Reb Shimon felt like. He had to explain exactly what he's saying. He said, from the ratio of the Mishnah, I get that the Tanakama of the Mishnah clearly holds. Nischav l'harigazeh v'harigazeh, chayiv. Reb Shimon says, I disagree. Afilu, not only if you had a mind to kill an Eini Yehudi, or if you had a mind to kill a Behemoth, or if you had a mind to kill an Eiffel, but afilu nischav l'harigazeh, you had a mind to kill Shimon, who's a regular yid, he's a bad kayoma. Vahara, because they ended up killing somebody else. Potter, you're going to be potter. So the Gemara wants to show, is Reb Shimon going on the Sefer? Or is Reb Shimon going on the Diyak of the Reish? Frank Rashi, what's the difference? It's the same thing. If you're halting Cheshbin, the Reish, the Diyak from the Reisha and the Sefer is the same exact thing. What Reb Shimon was Medayak from the Reisha, the Mishnah said Mefurish in the Sefer. So what's the difference if Reb Shimon's going on the Sefer or if Reb Shimon's going on the Diyak of the Reisha? Or stated a little differently, why would Reb Shimon shtel his comment on the diak of the reisha? Shouldn't he have shteled his comment on what the Tana said beforeish in the Sefer? So says Rashi, yeah, that would be the more gruda way to do this. It would be a little bit more glatt. But you know why Reb Shimon didn't do that? Because had Reb Shimon done that, what would Reb Shimon have had to say? Potter. Reb Shimon poitim ibayilei. That's what the Gemara said. If it would have said Reb Shimon poitim, I would have thought Reb Shimon was potter in every halacha in the Mishnah. And there was one other case where the Mishnah said chayev, and that was the case of nischav lahakis al masnav, v'yibakidei lahamas al masnav. What was the case? Where Reuven killed Shimon, he wanted to shoot him in the head, he ended up shooting him in the chest. So the Mishnah says, Avad, you're going to be chayev? You got the right guy? It was hakokidei lahamas, there's no reason in the world that you shouldn't be chayev. If Reb Shimon would have just said poit, I would have thought maybe in that case he potter as well. So Reb Shimon was a little concerned about the ambiguity of just saying poiter. So you know what Reb Shimon said? He said, I'll make my comment on the diak of the reisha. I'll speak out that I'm only saying potter by neschad and laharigazeh v'harigazeh. But I agree that if you got the right person, you just wanted to hit him here, and you ended up hitting him there, but either way, it was kedei lahamas, and the person ended up dying. It's pashut to me. In that case, you're going to be chay. But what's the bottom line? You have a very important machlekes with Shimon the Chachamim. Nischad and laharigazeh v'harigazeh. Chayev or potter. And by the way, this comes up in some of the yeshivish sugyas in Shas. Ksubas tezvav. This comes up in a lot in Rosh Hashanah, and it's very important and yusodi in terms of in terms of understanding kavana, etc. It's a very important shas machlokes over here. According to Reb Shimon, if you have a mind to kill Reuven and you end up killing Shimon, you're going to be potter. According to the Chachamim, they said it twice in the Mishnah. Once the diuk in the Reisha, Second, Mefurish and the Sefer and the Schab and the Har Gazeb Har Gazeb Chayev. So, the Gemara, just to clarify Reb Shimon's sheet a little bit. Pshita Koy Reuven the Shimon. If Reuven the Shimon is standing in front of the Reitzeach, and he said, another Reuven come Chavno. I want to kill Reuven. The Shimon loy come Chavno, and he ends up killing Shimon. So Hainu Pugtayo. It's Poshit. In that case, the Chomer would say Chayev, and Reb Shimon would say Pot. Omar, what if he said the Chay Minayo? So Reuven and Shimon are standing in front of the Ritzach. Ritzach says, I'm about to kill someone. Honestly, I couldn't care less who I kill. I just want some blood. As long as one of these two people die, that will make me happy. If that's what that person says, what's the halacha? Is he treated as a Ritzach, or is he not treated as a Ritzach? On the one hand, he never had Mefurish Kavana to kill the person that he killed, because he was just as okay killing the other person. But then again, he also never said that that's not the person he doesn't want to kill. So he was fine killing him, but Lav Dafka, he felt he needed to kill him. So do we look at that as Neschav and Lahar Gazav Argaz that Potter according to Reb Shimon or not? He not me. Another case, Kusav Ruven to Shimon. What if he killed someone thinking that it was Ruven, then he found out later, oops, wrong guy. He finds out afterwards that #oops. So he ends up killing Shimon. So what's the law? Is he going to be Potter or is he going to be Chayev? On the one hand, it was Neschav and Lahar Gazav Ruven, Harigaz Shimon, but then he got the right guy, meaning he killed the person that he wanted to kill. Just turned out they have a different social security now. It wasn't the person he thought he was killing. So the Gemara tells me, the time Reb Shimon Omer, the only time you chayev is if he says leploini ani, looks the person in the eye. I know who you are. I know your name. I know where your kids. You're the person I want to kill. So if he says that, it's in that case he's going to be chayev. Otherwise, he's going to be part. My time the Reb Shimon Omer, the pasuk says va'arav loy v'kam olav. This is one of the many pesukim that talk about a reitzach b'mezid, and we learn from there achi yischaven loy. He has to have kavanah to kill the person. V'rabbanon. What are the Rabbanon? I'm going to do with this pasuk of va'aravloi v'kamala, which literally means you have to ambush a person. Unless you ambush a person, you're not going to be chayev. And Reb Shimon learns from this halacha, you have to ambush the person in order to be chayev, that you have to have a mind to kill this person, only then you're going to be chayev. But if it was chavin lahar gezeh, you're going to be pot. Now the Rabbanon hold this chavin lahar gezeh v'ar gezeh chayev. So what do they do with va'arav v'kamloi? Zok to Gemara, amri debe rav yanai, prat lezayrik evan legav. Talking about a case where there was a group of people and somebody took a rock and he threw it into the group of people. He was neschav laharig. Somebody was for sure going to die. And somebody ended up dying. According to the Chachamim, are you going to be chayev a potter? This pasuk teaches me you're going to be potter. Meaning you could have thought that maybe you should be chayev, because the Chachamim do hold neschav laharig gezeh v'harig gezeh chayev. So even though you didn't intend to kill the person that ended up dying, but you were neschav laharig, and neschav laharig was a chayev, in this case, you're going to be potterated. But the Gemara says, hey, chidom, let's clarify the case a little bit before we understand this. These people, let's call them 10 people, what were they made up of? If 9 of them were any Yehudim, were Kutim, and one of them was a Yid, typically the Reuben Kutim, and it's partially should be potter. Why should be potter? Because let's go about a Roiv. A Roiv is going to say that Roiv of these people were Kutim, and if someone's Neschavin Laharig, Oivik Kechavin Vaharig Yisrael, he's potter. So it should be partially your potter. Because even though the Chachamim hold Neschavin Laharig is Evarig is Echayim, that's only if you had a mind to kill a Yid and you end up killing another Yid. But if you had a mind to kill a guy and you end up killing a Yid, you're potter. That was the first case in the Mishnah. So in this case, where the majority of the people were in Yehudim, l'chura, you should be potter. Inami, says the Gemara, and even if you're going to tell me palgo, palgo, maybe it's talking about where half, 5 of the people were Yidin and 5 of the people were in Yehudim, still you should be potter. You know why? Because safik nefashas lahakel. Safik nefashas lahakel. We should therefore say that we look at it misafik as a neschavin laharig and ovid keichavim, not neschavin laharig Yisrael. So you have to work on the lumbus and that. But something the Fashas Lahakil should tell me how we deem the kavana of this person. And we should look at him as if he was an eschav and laharig, as Oivik Echavan. And again, he should be potter. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha de Iko Tishi Yisrael v'kutiyach. It's talking about with the majority of the people were Yid. Now what's the kasha? If the majority of the people were Yid, he should be chayiv. Because eschav and laharig, gazev, aharig, gazev, eschayiv, according to the Chachamim. So if you throw a rock into a group of 10 people, and 9 of them are Yudin, one of them is an Adi Yehudi, you should be chayiv. Shouldn't that be an eschav and laharig gezev aharig gezev? Zok to Gemara, no, you're potter. And you know why you're potter? The havalei kuti kavua. Because even though the rule is achri rabim lahatois, and kol the parish may ruba parish, but when it's kavua, the rule is kol kavua kamechza mechzadami. That's only when it's parish that you say called the parish meruba parish, but when the rav and the miut are both pifanenu, then we say called kavua kemechza mechzadami. So we don't look at the rav Yisrael as a rav, rather the miut of kechavim, that one ain't a Yehudi, makes us view the situation now like a mechza al mechza, and if we view it as a mechza al mechza, Sofik nefashos lohakel is going to say that we don't look at it as a neschaven lahargas yisrael, so that you're neschaven lahargas avargas achayev, but rather we look at you as if you're neschaven lahargas oivik kechavim vahargas yisrael, and it's for that reason that you're going to be potter. So that according to Reb Shimon, when the pasuk says va'orav loy v'kam olav, that's coming to teach me the tzchav and hargas avargas that potter. According to the Chachamim, what's that pasuk coming to teach me? If somebody takes a rock and he throws it into a group of 10 people, 9 of the people were Yidden, 1 was a guy, even though the Chachamim hold the tzchav and hargas avargas is chayiv, still you're going to be potter. Why? Why don't you go basarayv? The teretz is because the one, the miut, is here, and whatever the miut is in front of us, we know this from Shas, kol kavua kemechza mechzadami, it's for that reason you can't go basarayv. By the way, very interesting Rashi, where Rashi says, this is the makar to kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. So, in kamakoy me lahara, because that's not really the topic of the daf, but one of the more shveres sugis in Shas, kol the parish, meruba parish, but at the same time, kol kavua kemechza mechza. What's the makar? How do you know kol kavua kemechza al mechzadami? Zok Rashi, this pasuk, va'orav loy v'kam olav. This is the makar to kol kavua kemechza al mechzadami. Because this is coming to teach me this chiddush that even though raivu yisrael still your potter must be kavua, thus kol kavua kemechza al mechzadami. Tosfos says the same thing, and Tosfos says based on that, a chavagavaldige fraga. Reb Shimon, who doesn't use V'arav Leiva Kamalov to teach me this halacha, he uses it to teach me the Schaven Hargaz of Argaz Apata. How does Reb Shimon know Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadam? Shmaka Kasha. What's Reb Shimon's Makar going to be? If this is the Makar, Bekula Talmuda, the Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadam, then how does Reb Shimon know that? Reb Shimon holds this Schaven Hargaz of Argaz Apata. We're going to see soon, by the way, if we have time, the Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. The Rambam actually paskins like Reb Shimon. So, Halacha Lamaisa, everyone asks in the Rambam, how could the Rambam hold like Reb Shimon and hold kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami? Rashi spoke out very geschmack and Tosfos that this is the makar. You have to see Tosfos teretz. You have to be ayin birishayin and bachrayin. But it's interesting. There's another interesting Rashi right here in terms of the makar to something we know from Gan Shas. The Gemara mentioned over here safik nefashos lahakel. It was pashut to the Gemara that if these 10 people were made up of 5 yidin and 5 ini yehudim, you would be potter. You'd be potter. Why? Because you would say safik nefashos lahakel. Says Rashi, what's the makar to safik nefashos lahakel? It's not that from a pasuk. Hitzilu ha'eda. So this pasuk v'hitzilu ha'eda that keeps on coming up in Masechta Sanhedrin says Rashi is the makar to safik nefashos lahakel. Meaning without v'hitzilu ha'eda, I would say maybe you killed the person. How do I know safik nefashos lahakel? I know from v'hitzilu ha'eda. So Rashi says this right here, Sanhedrin ayin tesam and aleph. Rashi says it in other places in Shas. It's just kedai to know that Tosfos Cheskes Sabbatim, Bava Basra Daf Nun Amud Reis brings this Rashi. Pirish bekuntris that safik nefashos lahakel is mishum dechsev v'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. V'ein nira, says Tosfos. I disagree. The belav hachinami like kapli mesveka. You need a pasuk to tell me that you don't kill a person misafik, as if there was no pasuk you wouldn't know that. Da'afilu mamaynelam afkina mesveka. You can't be mighty mama misafik. So you have a hamamina, you'd be able to kill somebody misafik. So what would be the obvious tushta? You go basarayv when it comes to din and nefashas, but ain't olcham a mama nacharayv. So that's already totally in taisim beginning perak aminiyach, taisim sanhejun daf gimel amud beis, so ve'in kam akayim laharach, that's already totally in a lot of rate. But taisim says off the bat, Rashi needs a pasuk to tell me safik nefashas lahakal, as if ordinarily, Pesach wasn't true. Should we kill him or not? It's a Safik, boom. No, that's not the way it would work. Safik the first. That has to be logging. You can't take $5 out of a person's pocket, Misafik. So what's the habit? You should be able to kill somebody, Misafik. Either way, Zok to Gemara Vites. Again, Machloikis from Shimon and the Chachamim. Machloikis from Shimon and the Chachamim. Neschavin laharigazeh, baharigazeh. Are you chayiv or are you potter? According to the Chachamim, neschavin laharigazeh, baharigazeh. Chayiv. According to Reb Shimon, if we take away anything from today's daf, we have to take away that. So think about Bishlam the Rabbanon. Bishlam according to Rabbanon that whole. Nischav in Lahargazeh, Baharagazeh, Chayiv. Zahai, Nudichsiv. I understand the pasuk that says, V'chinot, so anoshim, V'nokshfu, Ishahara. So we spoke about this pasuk recently. The pasuk says, V'chinot, so anoshim, if two people are going to be fighting, also in Parshas Mishpatim, V'nokshfu, Ishahara, and one of them hits a pregnant woman, the child that she was carrying dies, but nothing happened to the mother herself. So then the person that killed the child is going to have to pay mamon, it's not a ritzeach for killing Bober, but he's going to have to pay money, the mei hezek, for the child that he caused to die. If, however, the mother dies, then he's going to be chayv mis. What happened over here? What happened over here? This is like a mafurish pasuk in the Torah. Two people were fighting. Obviously, they were trying to kill each other. How do we know they were trying to kill each other? Because if they weren't trying to kill each other, then there's no this conversation about Shvichas Dam. Obviously, we're not going to kill anybody. Can't kill somebody unless he had intent to kill. So Reuven and Shimon are fighting. Reuven wants to kill Shimon. Shimon wants to kill Reuven. And instead of Reuven killing Shimon, he ends up hitting a pregnant woman. And she dies. So the pasuk says that if she dies, you don't have to pay for the baby that was miscarried, because this is the makarta kamla b'derabim. You're not going to be chayiv misa and mom. If the mother doesn't die, then the pasuk says onosh yonish kashiyoshes olavalo ishav anasam apleidim. Then you're going to pay for the uber. But one thing is clear: vim also yia. If the mother dies, v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, then we kill the person. This is nischavim laharigazev v'harigazev 101. Reuven wanted to kill Shimon. He didn't want to kill the lady. She was an innocent bystander. She was crossing the street. Nebuch, she got caught in this mess. He didn't want to kill her. And still the pasuk says, "Minishlata nevesh nachas nevesh." So what is even the pasuk? Nischavin laharigazev v'harigazev chayiv. Does freak the Gemara. Bishleim l'rabbanon. Da'ami nischavin laharigazev v'harigazev chayiv. So I understand the pasuk. Tichsiv v'chiyinatzu anoshim v'nok v'yishahar. Bob, Rabbi Lazar, Master Shem Yisakos B'dam. Talk about two people wanted to kill each other. How do we know that tichsiv v'mas yiv v'nisat nevesh nachas nevesh? Because it says that if he ends up killing a pregnant woman, we end up killing her. And if he didn't have in mind to kill anybody, obviously we're not going to kill him. But the point is that even though he didn't have a mind to kill the person he killed, but being that he had a mind to kill a yid, he ended up killing another. He's chavin laharigazav argazav chayt. Elo the Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, that also chavin laharigazav argazav poter. Ha'ivin osatu nefesh tachas nefesh. This mikra mole in the Torah, my ovid lay. How's he going to learn this pasuk? Zakti gemara, mamon. Wow, Reb Shimon is going to say a big daichik. He's going to say that when it says vin osatu nefesh tachas nefesh, it doesn't mean we're going to kill him. It means pidyon gelt. It means he's going to pay. He'll pay his way out of the situation. But he actually doesn't pay. He doesn't get killed. You know why? Because he never had a mind to kill her. I had a mind to kill another yid. That's from Shimon. So v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh is going to mean mamon. Ukidir Rebbe. And in fact, Rebbe already said it. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer. V'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. At oimer mamon ein olo nefesh mamish. It doesn't sound like mamon. It sounds like we're really going to kill him. V'nasina lamato. V'nasina lamato. It says the word nesina twice in that parsha. It says that if you kill the baby and don't kill the mother, v'nosam b'flilim. And then it says in the next pasuk, v'nosat nefesh tachas nefesh. So ma'alah halamom, just like when it says v'nosam b'flilim, for killing the baby, obviously you're not going to get killed. It means mamin, afka mamin. So to here it's going to be mamin. So we have a machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamin in halacha, which ties into a lot of lamdas, but it also has an afkamina, how you read psukim in the Torah. How do you read this pasuk, vim asan yiyya, v'nosat nefesh tachas nefesh. According to the Chachamim, it's in Schavan L'Haragazav Arigazav, Chayiv, so nefesh tachas nefesh is mamish. According to Rav Shimon, it's Schavan L'Haragazav Arigazav, Potter, so when it said v'nosat nefesh tachas nefesh, what it means is mamish. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rava. There's a third sheet. Haytonu d'vei chizkiyo, mafka midi Rebbe, umafka midi Rabbanon. So we go from lomdish to super lomdish. The tonu d'vei chizkiyo, there's a third sheet. That's not the Chachamim, it's not Rav Shimon. It says in the Torah, Maka Adam. It says, and it says in the Torah, Maka Behem. It says, Maka Adam Yumas. And it says, Maka Behem Yishalmena. And by the way, it says it in the same Pasuk. It's Vayikra, Perik Chavdalid, Pasuk Chavdalid. Umaka Behem Yishalmena. Umaka Adam Yumas. Said, Tonet Vechizkiya, we're Makish, a Maka Adam to a Maka Behema. A Maka Adam is a Retzer. A Maka Behema is a Mazik, right? So, Ma Maka Behema, just like when a person damages a behemo. He's an adam amazik. Lo chilak tabo. There is no chilak. A person that damages a behemo is always going to be chayiv. Whether it was b'shegi, whether it was b'mezid, whether it was b'mischavim, whether it was b'sheinim mischavim, was there chirid der chalid. You can add whether it was b'aynus b'ratzin, also known as adam u'la'ilam. We know that a person is who damages is always chayiv. Af maka adam. So too, when it comes to maka adam, the Hekish teaches me loy tachlik boy. Don't make a chilek. Ben shogig lemezid, ben mischavim l'sheinu mischavim, ben derech yirida l'derech aliyah l'chayvim mamen el l'paychim mamen. So too, if somebody kills somebody, whether he killed him lemezid or b'shogig, whether he killed him b'mischavim b'sheinu mischavim, whether he killed him derech yirida or derech aliyah, it doesn't matter. He's always going to be potter from mamen. Why would he be potter from mamon? Because if you're a tzeach, you're potter from mamon. That's the halach of kamla b'derabim b'nei. But Tana v'chizki was saying a chiddush, that the halach of kamla b'derabim b'nei is true even if you didn't kill the mezer. Even if you only killed b'shaykik, you killed b'she'enim mischavim, still you say kamla b'derabim b'nei. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because if you didn't kill b'mezer, you're not going to be killed. So if you're not going to be killed, what's kamla b'der rabbi minah? You would have thought kamla b'der rabbi minah is only true if you kill somebody b'mezid, so we're now going to kill you. So kamla b'der rabbi minah says you're not going to be chayiv mamon. But if you anyways didn't kill b'mezid, so you're anyways not getting killed, so why should you be potter? That's the hekesh. That just like when it comes to a makah behema, an adam amazik, there's a rule of adam wood la'ilam, bein shaygig, bein mezid, bein mischavim, bein mishenim mischavim, midar chalim, midar chirida, you're always going to be chayiv mamon. So too, if you're a makah adam, if you're a reitzeach, whether you did it b'mezid so that you're b'poyol chayiv misa, or if you didn't do it b'mezid, did it b'sheinim eschavim, did it b'shoigim, so you're b'poyol not chayiv misa, either way, you're always going to be potter from mamin, you're always going to say kimla b'derabim minei, and this is a very important shita that permeates Noshim, Nezikin, Sugis, Ashas, Tamid v'chizke, that you say kimla b'derabim minei, if a person does an avera, that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv misa, even if he doesn't do b'mezid. If at the same time he does something that should be mechayiv a moment, if someone's mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, v'korashi rayim balichase, and while he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he was a mazik, he doesn't pay the mehezik. Why not? Because he was mechal Shabbos, but he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. He's not chayiv misa. Doesn't matter. That's the halacha of Tana de Vechizkiya. Okay, so what do we want from Tana de Vechizkiya? Tana de Vechizkiya, let's be medayik l'shoinei hazav. He was talking about shoigig and mezid, mischavin, ena mischavin, derech yirida derech aliyah. Ma'isha ena mischavin. What did he mean when he said ena mischavin? Ilei mish ena mischavin klal. Did he mean to say that you're going to say kimla b'derabim inei if you kill somebody even though you had no intention to kill? Hainu shoigig. Isn't that what a shoigig is? Ela pshita, it's not shoigig. She ena mischavin lozeh. It must be you had a mind to kill. You just didn't have a mind to kill the person that you ended up killing. Viktani, and what did Tana Vechizkiya say? L'chayve mamin, you're not going to be chayve mamin, ala poitri mamin. You're going to be potter for mamin. So Tana Vechizkiya is saying that the halach of kimla b'derabim minei is going to apply, halt kap, if someone says chavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh, that the halach is you're not going to have to pay mamin. Now, the ibar k'talahu, if Tana Vechizkiya held like the Chachamim, that if someone says chavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh, he's chayiv. It's pashit. He's a regular tzeach. I don't need Tana Vechizkiya for that. I know kimla b'derabim minei without Tana Vechizkiya. Tana Vechizkiya was mechadish that even if we're not giving the person misa, or he's saying some sort of chiddush over here, if we're not giving the person misa, still you say kimla b'derabim minei. So if Tana Vechizkiya said that when someone says chavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh, you still say kimle, so you say meres, he obviously doesn't hold like the Chacham. Then it's chavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh is chayiv. Who then does he hold like? Reb Shimon. Elav shmamino labar k'toluhu. Then it's chavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh is potter. And that's his chiddush. That even though you're potter, still the halacha is, you're not going to have to pay mamon. But what did he say? You're not going to have to pay mamon. V'labar m'moynehu. That's the punchline. Is that the Reb Shimon that we just said? We just said that. How's Reb Shimon going to learn the pasuk when the pasuk says v'im osnein yev and asate nefesh tachas nefesh? What happened? Reuven wanted to kill Shimon. He ends up killing the pregnant lady. So what's the halacha? You have to pay mamoi. V'im asate nefesh tachas nefesh. Rebbe said is mamon. You're going to end up paying. L'chayr, according to Tanit Vechizkiya, you shouldn't have to pay because being that you are neschaven laharigazeh, that's enough to trigger the halacha of kimla b'derabim minei. You should be potter from mamon. Elamai, what do you see from Tanit Vechizkiya? You see a third shita. Hi, Tanit Vechizkiya, mafka mid the Rebbe, umafka. He clearly didn't hold like the Rabbanon. He clearly didn't hold that Nischavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh is chayiv. Because if Nischavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh is chayiv, why do you have to say that when it's Nischavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh, you say kimla b'derabim minei? If he's chayiv misa, if hashtei tzachalein, you're going to say kimla b'derabim minei. But at the same time, he's not shita's Rebbe either. Because who is shita's Rebbe? Rebbe held like Reb Shimon. That nischavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh is potter, and when the pasuk says v'im asa and yiv and asat and nefesh tachas nefesh, what does it mean? It means mamon. It makes a lot of sense because according to Reb Shimon, if you're not a reitzech, you should have to pay mamon. But kumtz again, Tana Vechizkiya says no, it's not true. It's not true because even nischavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh that's potter, you still have the aloch of kimla b'derabim minei. And being that you have the aloch of kimla b'derabim minei, it's for that reason you're not going to be chayv mamon. He knows we have a machloikis Rebbe and Tana Vechizkiya in Shitas Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, that holds nischavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh is potter. Are you going to be chayv as a mazik or you're not going to be chayv as a mazik? According to Rebbe, v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh is mamon, even though you're nischavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh. According to Tana Vechizkiya, what's going to be? According to Tana Vechizkiya, you're going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv mamon because you're going to say the rule of kimle b'derabim. Incidentally, we don't have time, but it is machlokes Rambam and Ravid halacha lemaisa. Do we pass him like Rav Shimon? Do we pass him like Chacham? The Ram pass him like Rav Shimon. And the Raven, in a very short hasaga in the beginning of the fourth parak in Hilchas Rizeh, Shmiras and Nefesh, he says, it's not true, we don't pass him like Rav Shimon. And the truth is, we usually in Shas don't pass him like Rav Shimon. It's Gemara and Erevin. We usually don't pass him like Rav Shimon. Lassad love, the halacha will be like Rav Shimon. Kedai Rav Shimon, this mechal of Bishas Atrak. But halacha lemaisa, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. Maybe there's a chilik between before the Mara, after the Mara. We're going to have to speak about that raid one day. But the bottom line is, we don't pass like Rav Shimon ordinarily. Yet, when it comes to this halacha of Neschad and Lahara Gazeh, Vahara Gazeh, the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon. And everyone asks, why would the Rambam pass like Rav Shimon? Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's so pasha. Why? Because the Gemara just said that Tanid Vechiski is totally in the Machlik is Rav Shimon and the Chacham. Because according to the Chacham, the Neschav and Lahar Gazeh Bahara Gazeh is Chayiv, so my Kamash want Tanid Vechiski that I feel about in the Neschav and you say Kimla B'Durabim Mine. To the extent you Chayiv Misa Vadi, you say Kimla B'Durabim Mine. The Teretz says Tanid Vechiski obviously held like Rav Shimon. Now he didn't hold like Rebbe who said Yechayiv Mamin because you hold Kimla B'Durabim Mine. But the bottom line is Tanid Vechiski that's accepted as the halacha throughout Shas is predicated on Shitas Rav Shimon. So the Kesef Mishnah say a pasha why the Rambam Paskin like Rav Shimon. He never write halachas like Rav Shimon in the Machlokes Rav Shimon the Chachamim per se, but he knew this cheshbon that we just learned that Tanya Vechizki is totally Rav Shimon, and if it's totally Rav Shimon, obviously the halacha must be like Rav Shimon. But just one law, you can't say Tanya Vechizki without saying yeah, one law this, and that is the Achreinim Kler Chakira 101. So Tanya Vechizki was Mechadish. That the halach of Kimla B'Durabim Mineh is true, even if the person that did the Avera for which he should be Chayiv Mises Bezin did it in a way where he's not going to be Chayiv Mises Bezin, such as he did it B'Shoigig, he did it B'She'ina Mischavin, Derech Aliyah, Yerida. The point is, even if B'Poyel he's not going to be punished, still the halach is, we say Kimla B'Durabim Mineh. And that's a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because at first, because you ask the man on the street, or the Bachar in Yeshiva, you ask him, what's Kimla B'Durabim Mineh? Okay, very simple. So was Mechal Shabbos. While he was Mechal Shabbos, he was Mazik. So he's Chayiv Misa for being Mechal Shabbos. He's Chayiv Mamon for being a Mazik. You don't give a person Misa and Mamon. You can't give him both punishments. So we have to pick one. Kimla B'Durabim Mineh. We take the one that's most Chamer. And it's for that reason we give him Misa, we don't give him Mamon. But the point is that it's the fact that we're giving him Misa that says we can't give him up. Now, in Lomdus, we could start throwing our thumbs around and try to figure out how Kimla B'Durabim Mineh works. Is the Vart that the smaller punishment is included in the bigger punishment? Is the Vart that the bigger punishment patters the smaller punishment? So we'll leave that for the Lomdus. But the bottom line is, the basis, just the Aleph base of Kamla B'Durabim Mineh is that if you get him Misa, you don't get him. Kumtz again, Tanit Vechizki. And Tanit Vechizki said, it's not true. That's not true. There's a Kimla B'Durabim Mineh even if you're not going to get Misa. Because it's true even if someone was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig. Or somebody was Mechal Shabbos Shalei B'Kavana. Even then, where he's not going to get Misa, the halacha is he's going to be Pater from Amen. That was Tanit Vechizki's halacha. So it was a major chiddush. It was a revolution in the laws of Kimla B'Durabim Mineh. That's Tanit Vechizki. But this is where the Achreinim Kler, Ashayla. And that is, what exactly was Tanit Vechizki saying? Was Tanit Vechizki saying that, Rabbi Isai, we have a very poor understanding of how Kimla B'Durabim Mineh works. We made a very big mistake. We thought the way Kimla B'Durabim Mineh works is that if you're getting the Oynash HaChomor, you can't get the Oynash HaKal. So that if you did it for Shoigig, you thought there's no place for Kimla B'Durabim Mineh. And Tanu Vechizki walked in and he said, it's not the way it works. It has nothing to do with the Oynash. It has nothing to do with the Oynash. Because even if you did it for Shoigig, even if you did it Shleib Kavana, still you're going to say Kimla B'Durabim Mineh. So what does it mean? So, at least the words would be something along these lines, that if I do a Maisa Hezek, but at the same time I also do a Maisa that technically could be a Maisa that's Mechayev Misa, even if I did it in a way where I didn't meet the prerequisites, I didn't meet the criteria to be Poyel Bechayev Misa, but being that this is an action that theoretically could be Mechayev Misa, that Maisa can't be Mechayev Mimam. It has nothing to do with the Oynish. The punchline is not in Hilchas Oynshin. But the punchline is in the Maisa HaMichayeves. A Maisa Mazik, for example, is Mechayev Mamon. But if at the same time that I did the Maisa Mazik, I also did a Maisa HaMichayev Misa, even if Bepoyo, because of some technicalities, I'm not going to be killed, because there was a Chasar and a couple. But if the Maisa, Mitzad, the Maisa itself, is a Maisa that is technically Mechayev Misa, that's enough that you shouldn't be Mechayev Mamon. So, in other words, was Tanya Vechizki just telling the Olam, Chevra, we didn't properly understand Kimla B'Durabim Mineh. Kimla B'Durabim Mineh has nothing to do with Oynshin. Has nothing to do with Oynshin. It happens on the Maisa level, not on the Oynish level. Or Yeshloi Maasei Dachroinim. Maybe Tanit Vechizki acknowledged that the simple understanding of Kimla B'Durabim Mineh is the way everybody understood in yeshiva. And that is that the Oinish HaChomor somehow knocks out the Oinish HaKal. Tanya V'chizki was be mechadish that there's a new Kimle with the Rabbani. There's two Kimles. There's one Kimle that happens on the Oinish level, and there's another Kimle that says that even if a pole, you're not getting the Oinish, but that in itself, that you did a Maisa, that technically, theoretically, hypothetically, could have been mechayiv yivisa, that's enough already to say that you shouldn't be chayiv mamon. So it's Tanya V'chizki just redefining how you should understand Kimle B'Derabim, but there's one Kimle B'Derabim in the world, or no? Tanu V'Chizki is not redefining Kimle B'Derabim. Kimle B'Derabim is what it is. You got it right. But I'm telling you, stot sveidin, so don't know how Kimle B'Derabim in it. So don't Kimle B'Derabim in where you're chayiv miso b'poil, and then there's a Kimle B'Derabim in where you did a b'shoygig, you did a shleib b'kabana, you're not chayiv miso b'poil. And even then, you say Kimle B'Derabim in it. Say that, right? There's two rayas to the second set. The first is a Rashi in Masechtas Psochim that Chof Tesam and Aleph, and the Ramban al Muhammad says it in our sugya over here. He says it in Perkei Naris as well. And that is, we know that there's a Shitas Rav Nechunya ben Akana in Shas. Nechunya ben Akana, that's featured prominently in the sugyas of Kimel B'Derabim, and he said that just like if somebody does an Avera for which he would be Chayiv Nisus Bez, and at the same time he's Mazik, Taloch is Misa no Mamen, so too if somebody does an Avera, b'mezid, that's mechayiv him krisus, karis, so too does Kimle B'Derabim. So Kimle B'Derabim is not only true for an oynish b'dei Adam, but Kimle B'Derabim is true for an oynish b'dei Shemayim as well. The Lashon HaGemara is, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, ho yo'oysis yo'im ha'kipurim l'shabbos l'tashlumen. On Shabbos, if someone's mechal Shabbos, he's chayiv skila. On Yom Kippur, if someone's mechal Yom Kippur, he's chayiv koris. So Rav Nechunya ben Akana was oisi yom kippur and kishabbos etashlum. In other words, he made koris like misa. Ma Shabbos mischayiv benafshei potem etashlumin. Af yom kippur mischayiv benafshei potem etashlumin. By the way, the Stam Mishnah Megillah Dav Zayin Amidbeis is the Leiker of Nechunya ben Akana. The Stam Mishnah Neil Naris Tav Chavtes is. There's a stira whether the Mishnah is mashmalik like from the Chunya ben Akana or not. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, as there's a Reb Chunya ben Akana that says you have Kimle B'Derabim Ne, even by Chayiv Krisus. Zok Rashi, that even though we know Tana Dvei Chizkiya, and Tana Dvei Chizkiya says that there's a Kimle B'Derabim Ne, even when you do a B'Shoykik, but not B'Chayiv Krisus Alib Reb Chunya ben Akana. Tana Dvei Chizkiya only said his halacha according to the Chachamim by Chayiv Mises Besen. But in Reb Chunya ben Akana's Mechudish Digger, Kimle B'Derabim Ne, even on Yom Kippurim, even Mechayiv Krisus, there's no halacha of Tana Dvei Chizkiya. It's a freaking dachreinim that bish. If you're going to tell that the way Tana Dvei Chizkiya works is he's just being magder, he's helping us understand, he's assisting us in our havana of the halacha Kimle B'Derabim Ineh. So what's the difference if it's the Chachamim's Kimle B'Derabim Ineh Mechayiv Mises Beznin, or if it's from the Chunya ben Akana's Kimle B'Derabim Ineh Mechayiv Krisus? At the end of the day, Kimle works the way it works. It works based on the lumdis that comes out of Tana Dvei Chizkiya, so there should be no chiluk. But if you're going to tell me that Tana Dvei Chizkiya was never knocking out the original understanding of how Kimle B'Derabim Ineh works, but rather he was just saying that this dot sveited din, there's a new Kimle. So you can say that maybe the second din of Kimle is only true by Chayiv Mises Bezin, but the new din of Kimle B'Derabim Ineh doesn't pass by Chayiv Krisus. That's the first raya. The second raya is from the Ktsois and Simon. This is a festive tzais, so we can't go through the whole tzais. But the tzais in the beginning, Simichov Ches, quotes a mashal. And discussion over there is if somebody has a Kimle B'Derabim real life situation. So somebody was Mechal Shabbos, and at the same time he was a Mazik. Now the halacha is he doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't he have to pay? Rabbi 101. Let's say the Nizik would go and he would be typhus. He would go over to the person, the damage was $1,000. He walks into his living room, he takes his leichter, he takes $1,000 worth of schayer from him. Could he keep it or could he not keep it? Itofas mafkina, itofas loy mafkina. So the Ktsais brings a marshal that the Ktsais himself says, Ein elu ela divrei nevius. Some of the hagdoras that the marshal says over there. But the one thing Ashenegelu Yenenu is, Dr. Marshal, it could be a chapa nafkamina between a kimle b'derabamine, where we're going to actually kill this person, and a kimle b'derabamine, a tonid vechizkiya. If we're going to kill this person, so then says the marshal, if the nizik is toifus, we're going to take it away from him. Because being that the Balavera is getting killed, there's no Chiyav Mamon, period. There's no Chiyav Mamon, I don't have to give it to you. There's no chiyuv mamon that if you take it from me, I could steal it right back. But if we're dealing with a ton of the vechizkiyah case, we're bepoil, we're not killing him. Over there, the halacha is going to be different. Over there, the halacha is going to be that he tofas loy mafkina minei. Taina dachreinim. I don't understand. What's the chilek between if it's a ton of the chizkiyah to get kimle or if it's a regular kimle? I thought there's only one kimle. You thought wrong. You see, for me, there's two kimleis. So tzvei dinim and kimle. There's a kimle where bepoil you're getting the oinash hachamor. There's a kimle where you're not bepoil getting the oinash hachamor. It could be they work differently. What were the two nafkaminas? Number one, Rashi Psachim Chavtes, the Melchames and the Sugis of Eilin Iris, with regards to Rav Nechunya ben Akonos, Kimle b'derabim, it could be over there, Tonet ve'chizkia wouldn't apply. And number two, regarding the Marshal Shaila that the Ktsois brings Arichos in the beginning of Simon Chavtes, whether Itofas Mafkinon or Itofas Loi Mafkinon, could be a Tchapen Afkimina, whether it's a traditional Kimle or whether it's a Tonet ve'chizkia, digga Kimle.